This is Purple Fridays with OJ and Shanda, presented exclusively on 95.1 Shine FM by Rosedale Roofing.
It's been a lot of years since Shanda Brigance last heard her husband say something in his real voice. It's quiet now because OJ Brigance has ALS. Does Shanda miss OJ's voice?
I do.
OJ can still communicate. He's in a wheelchair and can't move or even breathe on his own, but OJ does have a special computer that he uses to talk. He controls it with the movement of his eyes, picking out one letter or word at a time.
My faith in Jesus Christ is the primary reason that I have been able to keep a positive perspective about my diagnosis.
That's OJ, but not OJ's voice.
I miss the sound of his voice, and actually I have it on my phone, on my voicemail. Then some family members would just call my phone and just say, I just want to call just to hear his voice.
So what did OJ sound like before ALS stole his voice? Like this.
They say the average lifespan is 2 to 5 years. I could be dead by the age of 40. Okay, well, what am I going to do with this? You can either lay down and say, woe is me, go in the corner, and just let it in. But that's never been my attitude.
That's from an interview that OJ Brigance did after he was diagnosed with ALS. And that voicemail that Shanda has on her phone, she treasures it.
And that's been there for years on my phone. I think about a year or so before he was diagnosed. And so every time I get a new phone, I make sure I tell him I want my same voice message on there. And it's still there.
To help other families struggling through ALS, OJ and Shanda have started the Brigance Brigade Foundation. You can check out their work at brigancebrigade.org. Of course, OJ has lost more than just his voice. Next week on Purple Fridays with OJ and Shanda on 95.1 Shine FM, OJ tells us which lost ability was the hardest for him.